I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 734, Contentment Over Coveting. Yesterday, we looked at coveting and how it can harm our lives and get in the way of loving, and loving is what we're about. This is The Two Greatest, and we're talking about loving God and loving others. And yet, consumerism says we should love ourselves first. Consumerism says, seek ye first the kingdom of stuff, and ye will find happiness. The one with the most toys wins. In a cemetery in England, a grave marker has this inscription, she died for want of things. And the gravestone next to it said, he died trying to give them to her. Ouch. A heart that's covetous is never satisfied. And the big lie is that more will satisfy. And the truth is, only the Lord will satisfy. Until we embrace that, we're in trouble. James wrote in James 4, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Good question, right? He answers it. Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. I think he's right. Coveting cheapens life because it causes us to look for it in all the wrong places. Someone else has a better life. Well, that's a myth. Life, real life, is found in Jesus, not in stuff. You can have stuff stuffing your garage, your house, your storage unit, and you can be miserable, or you can live in a hut and be happy. It's not about the stuff. The way out of coveting is contentment. I love the story of the rich businessman who travels overseas and finds a guy enjoying a day fishing in his boat. Why aren't you out there, he says. Because I can catch all I need right here. Why don't you catch more than you need, the businessman asked. What would I do with them? The fisherman replied. Well, you could sell them for more money. You could buy a bigger boat, better equipment. You could catch more fish, make lots of money, and soon you'd have a fleet of fishing boats and be rich like me. The fisherman said, well, then what would I do? The businessman replied, then you could sit down and enjoy life. The fisherman said, that's what I'm doing now. Paul wrote, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. And to the Philippians, he said, I have learned to be content in whatever the circumstance. So contentment is not a light switch. It's a dimmer switch. We go to the school of contentment, and we're constantly learning. Here's the great question. Are you fully content right now? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Oh Lord, you are my shepherd, and I should not be in want. But so often I struggle to be content, and I do want, forgetting that you have graciously provided me with every spiritual blessing in Christ and everything I need for life and godliness. Thank you for not giving me what I want sometimes because my desires would draw my heart from being satisfied in you. Help me to be content in you with what you have given me and not be focused on what my flesh wants or what the world tells me I should want. Protect me from coveting possessions or people, talent or influence, relationships or prestige. Keep my heart from being anxious for what I don't have and make me thankful for the numerous gifts that you've already given. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 735. And in the meantime, I would encourage you to do some simple things that will lead toward contentment. One, practice gratitude. I have a gratitude journal that I write in every day, in the morning and at night. Gratitude as I start my day and then as I reflect back on my day. Go for simplicity. Try to declutter. There are so many things crowding our lives that we think we must have, and yet when we give them away, we feel more free. And then focus on what matters. Focus on what matters means loving God and loving others in the moment with whatever opportunity and possessions God's given you. Someone said there are 10 rules for getting out of the blues. Number one, go out and do something for someone else. And then repeat that 9 times. You and I will love better as we continue to win the battle of contentment over coveting.